You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I see. So first of all, as you said, GDP fell 0.2% in the March 2022 quarter, following a rise of 3% in the December 2021 quarter. So according to the Reserve Bank's latest monetary policy statement from May 2022, their forecast was 0.7% growth. And ANZ Research, just a couple of days before the official announcement, they penciled in a flat quarter, basically 0% for economic activity. So any figure between 0 and 0.7 or a slightly negative growth wouldn't be a surprise. So in that sense, I'm not surprised. And one thing that we should know that New Zealand is one of the last developed countries to report its GDP figures each quarter, and the time lag reduces the value of data in helping the economic future economic policies. And we should also understand the reasons behind this slightly negative growth, because the March quarter began with all of the New Zealand in orange traffic light setting, except for Northland. On, I think it was 23rd of January, all New Zealand moved to the red setting as Omicron cases spread within the country. So that's why daily cases increased in January, February, peaking in March. And the country remained at the red setting for the remainder of the March quarter. That's why we had this slightly negative growth. And then slightly we have new opening, so we are in the orange setting right now, and so more economic activity. So basically we can expect a little bit positive growth in the second quarter.
There have been talks in the news about this number and others indicating an upcoming recession. What does it mean for the country to go into economic recession?
This is also another important question. Both economic experts within New Zealand and also economic experts at the global level, they are talking about the possibility of a recession or stagflation. So recently, especially yesterday, there were several important announcements at the global level. I think it's important to talk about those announcements. One figure that was crucial was the inflation figure in the United States. So from May 2021 to May 2022, the consumer price index for all urban consumers in the United States increased 8.6%. This is a very significant increase and the largest 12-month increase since the period ending December 1981. And yesterday, the Federal Reserve, which is the central bank of the United States, raised its benchmark interest rates 0.75 percentage point. And Mr. Powell, who is the governor of the Federal Reserve, stated that this 75 basis point increase is an unusually large one. And also we had another increase from the comparable central banks. The Bank of England also increased interest rates. Swiss National Bank raised its policy interest rate for the first time in 15 years on Thursday, which is yesterday. Hong Kong also raised 75 basis points. We know that New Zealand and Australia, all the reserve banks in New Zealand and Australia, they also increased interest rates by 50 basis points. So we have high inflation in major developed countries. And we also have a slowing growth rates. Then high inflation and low growth rates, when we combine them, then we have the possibility of a stagflation. And also, as you said, we have the possibility of recession. So what does a recession mean? A recession means a significant decline in economic activity that spreads across the economy and lasts more than a few months. For example, so there is also a technical recession that economists sometimes refer to. If you record negative growth rates in two consecutive quarters, then you actually go into a technical recession. So many economists argue that inflation will peak sometime maybe this year, and we can think about the possibility of a recession starting with next year. So I saw some comments coming from the serious economists for the United States and for Europe and also for New Zealand. So I think the term stagflation is going to be heard a lot by common people. So I think it's also important to explain what stagflation means. So basically, the current era of high inflation and wars in key commodity-producing regions, I'm referring to Russia-Ukraine war, and slowing growth and turbulence in stock markets. If you just look at the recent stock market numbers, there were lots of volatility. So these are reminiscent of the 1970s. A combination of inflation and sluggish growth brings memories of 1970s. There were lots of research in 1970s in terms of to explain high inflation and low growth rates, which is called stagflation. Basically, this term goes back to the 1970s when Nobel laureate, famous economist Paul Samuelson coined this term, and it was popularized since then. Stagflation hurts people in two different ways. The first, the stuff you are buying is more expensive. So we call it cost of living crisis. And second, you have less income. As we all experienced in New Zealand, wage growth is lower than the price increases. So that's why our real wage declines. When your real wage goes down, then when you go to the supermarket, you can afford to buy less of goods. So that's why your purchasing power goes down, and you actually feel that cost of living crisis.
Is a potential recession something to worry about? Is it something that people should prepare for? Or is it something that must be accepted? As you mentioned, it's major financial institutions in other countries, the actions of our trading partners, and events such as COVID that have caused this, and these are sort of out of our control.
So there are things that are out of control. For example, all the supply chain disruptions at the global level, and also we have lockdowns in China, and that's why there are lots of disruptions in supply chain, because China is the manufacturing hub of the global economy. And we have the Ukraine war, that's why we have high oil prices. So these are the things that you cannot control. For example, if you look at the New Zealand inflation, historically the rule of thumb is that 40% of the inflation is coming from the outside, so basically coming from the tradable parts. I think this percentage has increased in recent months. So there are things that we cannot control. As I said, supply chain disruptions, and also the Ukraine-Russia war, and that's why the ever-increasing oil prices, energy prices, because we use energy, oil, and the related intermediate goods as input to produce other goods. So whenever there are large price increases in energy and other related input prices, then producer prices increase, and eventually those producers reflect or pass on the prices through the consumers. That's why the consumer price increases. And another concern for the world economy is that recently, two well-known international institutions, World Bank and IMF, both institutions actually revised their growth projections. And for example, recently World Bank slashed global growth forecast to 2.9%. And they argue that in their June Global Prospect report, they argue that global growth is expected to slump from 5.7% in 2021 to 2.9% in 2022, significantly lower than 4.1% that was anticipated in January. So this is a significant revision. And the war in Ukraine, lockdowns in China, supply chain disruptions, and the risk of stagflation are hammering economic growth prosperities. So for many countries, as the president of the World Bank, Mr. David Malpass, states, for many countries, recession will be hard to avoid. So I think it is very plausible, it is very reasonable to prepare for a recession in 2023.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.